"Heil, Jake," Roland said.
"Heil, father."
"Will you call me so?" Jake nodded.
"Yes, if I may."
"Such would please me, ever," Roland said. Then slowly, as one performs an action with which he's unfamiliar, he held out his arms. Looking up at him solemnly, never taking his eyes from Roland's face, the boy, Jake, moved between those killer's hands and waited until they locked at his back. He had had dreams of this that he would never have dared to tell. Susanna, meanwhile, was covering Eddie's face with kisses.
"They almost got Jake," she was saying. "I sat down on my side of the door, and I was so tired I nodded off. He must have called me 3-4 times before I..."
Later he would hear her tale, every word, and to the end. Later there would be time for palaver, for now he cupped her breast, the left one, so he could feel the strong, steady beat of her heart, and then stopped her speech with his mouth. Jake, meanwhile, said nothing. He stood with his head turned so his cheek rested against Roland's midsection. His eyes were closed. He could smell rain and dust and blood on the gunslinger's shirt. He thought of his parents, who were lost. His friend Benny, who was dead. The pair, who had been overrun by all those from whom he had so long fled. The man he held had betrayed him once for the tower, had let him fall, and Jake couldn't say the same might not happen again. Certainly they were miles ahead, and they would be hard ones. Still, for now, he was content. His mind was quiet, and his sore heart was at peace. It was enough to hold and be held. Enough to stand here with his eyes shut, and to think, "My father has come for me."